U.S.
U.S. and then Vietnamese. The U.S. have struck 17 primary targets, and the breakdown is as follows.
Hold on just a second. All right. Okay.
Two Army supply depots. Three ammunition depots. Two Army barracks areas.
Right.
Eight radar sites.
Right.
Two highway railroad bridges.
Right.
And we have had 17 route reconnaissances, for a total of 34 if you count the route reconnaissances in, but only 17 primary targets.
All right.
Vietnamese. One naval base. One Army supply depot. Three Army barracks areas. One airfield. Two radar sites. And one highway bridge. That's nine primary targets plus one route reconnaissance, or a total of 10.
Well, we haven't done much damage, have we?
Well, we've done...
Have we killed anybody?
We can't give you any specifics on the people that we've killed at the individual sites, Mr. President. We'd just be guessing on that. We can only measure the damage to the installations. The damage has been small in some cases, large in others, and about medium on the balance. We've had some very good success against the supply depots. We've had good success against the highway and railroad bridges. We have not had good success against the radar sites. We have had moderate success against the Army barracks areas and moderate success against the naval base.
And on the Army supply depots, moderate?
On the Army supply depots.
And ammunition?
Good against the ammunition depots. I would say medium to good against the supply depots.
Does it look like we really need to have some training of our boys out there?
I think they're learning as they go along, Mr. President. Some of them are doing an excellent job. Others are first time in combat, and they're just having to learn from experience.
Okay. Do you have any experience with Rayburn when he was here, Admiral Rayburn?
Yes, I did.
What's your reaction to that?
He's an excellent manager. He did a superb job running the Polaris program. It was one of the best managed programs that I've ever had anything to do with. He really knew what was going on every minute, and he ran it personally. And that was just an excellent exercise. He also did a good job when he was over as head of research and development in the Navy. Those are the only two contacts I had with him, but he was damn good in both of those spots.
Okay, all right, much fun.
Yes, sir. All right.